I like that. That's called Clocking Up Miles. Earlier on, we played Niagara Falling. Mind you, we did play the radio edit. You can't get that on the brand new EP from Northern Souvenirs. Lisa and Alex join me on the line. Hello, you two.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning. How's life going? Because let's just be clear for those who don't know, and I can't believe there's many who don't. You know, as a day job to supplement the music, you work at the Town and Gown Pub and Theatre, which of course remains closed again for the time being. How are you all coping?
We're okay. We're hanging in there. Just so excited to get back to work. It's been such a tease to kind of open and close. So it'll be so nice to kind of fling our doors wide open again and get everyone from Cambridge down for a good time.
Well, fingers crossed not too much longer. Now, I'm going to ask you this question because, you know, lockdown being what it is, right at the start, a lot of musicians are going, oh, this is the time I was waiting for. That bit when I said, if I get some time, I'm going to write that album. How have you found it? Because a lot have said, actually, it was really hard work and I've got a load of unfinished songs here.
Well, it's interesting you say that. It's such a strange time for everybody, as you say, because you've just got to try and find your own way to get through and look after your own mental health and do all the things you need to do to stay positive. And we had 4 tracks that we'd recorded a couple of years ago in 2019. And we'd been waiting for the chance to be able to release them and put them out there for people to listen to. And this happened to be the time, you know, we found that releasing this EP was what has kept us creative and motivated and positive.
Great. And we said just before we started recording that, of course, nowadays, for you youngsters, with your Instagram and your TikTok and everything, that's the way, really, a great way to push music out. But a lot of work falling back on your shoulders, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it's a really good challenge for us because we're so used to playing characters because we're both actors. Mm. We're used to playing a role and publicising a show when you're being someone else. But when it's our music gig and it's our live stream and it's our social media, it's a very different beast. You feel quite vulnerable because you're asking people to follow you and you're exposing yourself as an artist. So it is scary. But we've really enjoyed it, and we've really enjoyed networking with lots of different artists in the country scene and in all sorts of different genres, haven't we?
Absolutely, and it's as you say, it's as a musician now, you can release music in a completely different way to even 5-10 years ago with social media. You know, you can have music and think, right, I'm an independent artist, I don't have a label, mm-hmm. I'm going to put it out there. And there are people out there who luckily want to listen to it.
Yeah, we did a lovely EP launch on Sunday evening over on our Facebook page. And we just sort of said, we want a big EP launch. We obviously can't do that right now. Join us on the sofa, get yourself a drink. And we didn't expect so much of a lovely response. We had people join us for the hot. We played for about 1 hour and 15. We played through our EP tracks and did some covers. We took requests. And yeah, we had a really lovely evening, kind of virtually interacting with all the people that we love. So it was really nice.
And that's one of the new things that's come around, isn't it? In the old days, people might have been a member of your fan club and got a newsletter once a quarter or something like that. But that direct contact that they've got now with the artist is a definite bonus in most cases, isn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's great because, like you say, there's that direct interaction, and it's great for both the fans and the artists because you can reach out as an artist to other artists, especially in this time. We've had so much help and support through this whole process because we had the music. You know, what we know how to do, what we love to do is write music and perform music, and that's where we're comfortable. But in terms of releasing music and all the technical side of it and the digital side of it, that was completely new to us.
Yeah.
So we were kind of making it up as we go along, and we had so much help from other musicians and friends within the industry. And having that direct interaction with them over social media has been invaluable.
Yeah, indeed. It's been really, really good.
It's interesting because, you know, you are in real life a couple. So, you know, a lot of your songs are talking about travelling and, you know, Niagara Falling. I guess lockdown has been hell for you in that way, hasn't it?
It's been, well, you know what? A lot of our songs are about travel, and it is it is interesting because it's a very personal EP. There's songs about us as a couple and our relationship and meeting in Lancaster where we were at university together and traveling. You know, we spent a lot of our relationship living apart at different ends of the country at drama school or doing different acting jobs or studying.
That was great. We loved that.
But yeah, but it is interesting at the moment because we're, you know, we can't go anywhere. It's a different kind of inspiration, different kinds of kind of things we're drawing from, but it's also a different stage in our lives. And we're now we've got the EP out, we're kind of sitting down with our notebook again and starting to write and see where the kind of inspiration takes us.
Brilliant. Well, it's a 4-track EP, and Lisa, you were telling me you've got a giveaway on the go.
Yes, we have. So we were kind of racking our brains of how we could spread the love. We want to share our music with people and, like we were saying before, connect with new people, with new artists. So we're doing a giveaway over on our Instagram page. You can find us at nsouvenirsuk. And we're doing a giveaway where you can win a signed copy of our EP. We've got a Northern Souvenirs tote bag full of goodies. So we've got things to make lockdown a bit nicer. So we've got things like face packs and bath salts and just nice things. We were thinking, how can we make people feel good during this difficult time? And we've also partnered with an amazing dance company called CBS Dance. I've been doing their virtual classes on Zoom for the last few weeks and it's kept me sane. And they've offered a free class pass and a We Got This t-shirt as well. So, a really lovely partnership. We think music and dance go so well together.
Unless you see me doing it. That's the only thing. If you see me doing it, music and dance do not go well together under all circumstances. Let's be very clear. It's like a puppet with its strings cut. So
I can picture it so clearly, Neil.
Yeah, you can't unsee it. That's the trouble. Right. Listen, good luck with the EP. It's lovely to catch up with you both. Lovely to hear that you're both keeping so positive on everything. Good luck with the EP and love to everybody down at the Town and Gown Pub and Theatre. And hopefully we will all get together sooner rather than later.
Thank you so much, Neil. Absolutely. A pint is definitely on the cards very soon.
Yeah, drinks are on us.
Oh, you heard it there. Lovely. Lisa, Alex, take care. Thanks ever so much. Cheers.
Thank you very much, Neil.
Cheers.